Alipay launches AI wallet and token pay, with 100 million users on AI Pay. Alipay has launched two new payment products, AI wallet and token pay, expanding its super app stack into agent-driven and tokenized payments. The announcement was carried by Cointelegraph on May 26, 2026, and notes that Alipay's existing AI Pay product passed 100 million users earlier this year. The timing matters because Alipay is one of the largest consumer payment services in the world, sitting inside Ant Group and serving as the default checkout for hundreds of millions of users across mainland China and partner markets. A token-aware payment product launched from that base is a structural change, not a pilot. A super app adds token rails token pay is the headline. Alipay has not historically marketed crypto or tokenized assets to retail users in mainland China, where retail crypto trading remains banned. A product literally called Token Pay shifts the framing toward programmable money, on-chain settlement, or tokenized deposits rather than speculative trading. The Cointelegraph post does not specify which networks Token Pay uses, or whether the tokens involved are stablecoins, tokenized deposits, or ECNY-adjacent instruments. Until Ant Group publishes the technical detail, the safest read is that this is infrastructure work first and a consumer feature second. AI Wallet, the second launch, fits a broader 2025 to 2026 industry move toward agentic checkout, a wallet that an AI assistant can authorize to pay on the user's behalf inside a defined budget. Stripe, Visa, and MasterCard have all sketched similar agentic rails over the past year. Alipay shipping one inside its consumer app puts the feature in front of a user base that already trusts the brand for everyday spend. 100 million users is the real number. The standout figure in the announcement is the install base. Alipay's AI Pay product, launched earlier in 2026, crossed 100 million users before any of the new products went live. That is the distribution moat. Stablecoin issuers, payment networks, and crypto card issuers have spent years trying to assemble user bases at that scale, and most are nowhere close. When a payment surface with that reach adds token rails, even a narrow tokenized deposit product can move billions in monthly volume without retail crypto demand entering the picture. The wedge is the existing user, not new crypto adoption. For comparison, the broader stablecoin market sits at roughly 318 billion in circulating supply, a figure that now outranks the FX reserves of 95 nations. A token-aware Alipay product touching even a fraction of its user base would meaningfully shift the geography of tokenized payment volume away from US dollar stablecoins and toward Asian payment rails. Crypto market sat flat on the news. The crypto market did not respond. As of May 26, 2026, BTC trades at $76,120, down 0.7% on the day. ETH is at $2,096, also down 0.7%. The Fear and Greed Index reads 39 in fear territory. The Alipay launch is a structural story rather than a price catalyst, and the market correctly priced it that way. That flat reaction is itself a signal. A few years ago, any China-adjacent crypto headline triggered immediate volatility. Today, traders are waiting for technical detail, network choice, and asset coverage before pricing the announcement. The maturity of that response is part of the story. Open questions. Three things need clarifying before the strategic impact is legible. The first is asset coverage. Token Pay supporting tokenized RMB deposits is a very different product from Token Pay supporting Tether or USDC. The first is a domestic plumbing upgrade. The second would be a significant international policy shift. The second is settlement venue. Whether Token Pay runs on Ant Group's own chain, a permissioned consortium chain, or any public network determines who can build into it. The Hong Kong angle matters here, since Ant has been more willing to experiment with regulated tokenized products in that jurisdiction. The third is whether AI wallet's agentic features extend to third-party merchants or stay inside Alipay's own commerce stack. The wider the surface, the bigger the implication for stablecoin spending rails globally.